Okidok. Okay, we have a quorum, I can see. So, first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on October 5th, 2021.
I move.
Second? Okay, I guess I'll second. Is Miles muted or?
Did we lose Kyle again?
He's still there.
Okay.
He's muted.
Yeah, he's muted.
I'm right here. I can hear you guys.
Okay. So the minutes have been approved. And Kathy Bauman, we can go over the agenda items.
Thank you, Harry. So we're going to start Ellen off with the debt report, and then she's going to bring the revised bond reserve policy for your approval, and then she'll continue then with the investment report. And then Mary Hom will report on the credit risk exposure along with the internal report, and then she has the fiscal year 22 internal audit plan for your approval. And then I will jump in with an approval of our purchasing guidelines. And at the end, under other business, Ian Wright will have a brief update on the ongoing audit. Eric, before we begin, I don't know if you want to add anything.
Just a couple of real quick comments to give people, to orient people a little bit. So we have done, we're in our return to office. You guys were all talking about it. Very successful. We're adjusting well. There's obviously some management issues that we have to deal with from time to time and some flexibility, but we're in a good place. Also wanted to let folks know we have 100% vaccination rate, which we're very proud of. So the entire agency fully vaccinated, which is great. Our portfolio is doing well. We had 6 forbearances and around 49 properties gained some access to some reserves as part of our assistance program. But we're actually in very, very good shape. There's been no run, no, you know, all the same metrics that we talked about last time are holding. Obviously, we're doing our kind of watchful waiting and making sure that the emergency rental assistance gets distributed. But our portfolio is holding up well, continues to hold up well. I also want to preview a little bit. You'll see some of this in some of the budget information. But we are on a deadline to renew a lease for our space at some point or to sign a new lease for space. So we're working through the details of that, but in some of our budget planning, you'll see elements of that that start to foreshadow that situation, things about furniture and some costs that might come in around technology. So that sort of thing you'll see. And then the last thing obviously is we're all kind of adjusting. You saw the notice that went out, and thank you for all the great work that the board did on our kind of restructure and staffing plan last month. But we're all kind of adjusting, and the staff has been incredible in kind of closing ranks with the loss of Rich, and but we're all doing well. And I thank for all of you who've reached out with your support over the last months. I really do appreciate that as well. And with that, I'll hand the meeting back. Thanks all.
Okay. Likelihood to renew the space you have now?
It's unclear. The building has some issues around technical issues around elevators and even some air quality stuff and growth, and they're not very responsive. So we're actually looking, we're doing a real search. We really are obviously going to be in this locality, but we're looking at a bunch of different things. So,
okay. Yeah.
Well, there should be no shortage of space options.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And regarding 100% vaccine rate, that is phenomenal. My question to you is, does that include folks who had some exemptions?
I believe so. I don't know if Elizabeth's on here, but I think it's 100%.
Everybody.
Okay. Captain.
No exemptions. 100% vaccination, every single person.
And you need to take this show on the road.
Tell me about it. It was not easy, but definitely worth it, for sure.
Hey, congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's terrific. Okay, Ellen Duffy, the debt report.
Yes, great, thank you. The corporation's debt report is as of October 31st, 2021. The last debt report were presented to the audit committee was as of August 31st, 2021. During this time, the corporation issued four series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $503.6 million. There are bond redemptions and one series of open resolution bonds in the amount of $85.9 million and three standalone bond series in the amount of $21.2 million. The corporation's debt outstanding as of October 31st is approximately $14.5 billion. The corporation's statutory debt capacity is now $17 billion. The bill to increase the corporation's debt limit from $15.5 billion to $17 billion was signed by the governor on November 8th, 2021. Any questions?
No. Yeah, so we got there. What's the goal for next year?
Let's see. We haven't gotten there yet. Goodness.
Carolyn, you're handling the next item, which is the HTC's revised bond reserve policy.
Okay, thank you. So senior management is requesting the members approve the corporation's revised bond reserve policy. The original policy memo are included in your materials. On April 2nd, 2013, senior management requested that a policy correlating with the size of certain corporate obligations be formally approved by the members. This policy was originally called the Rating Agency Reserve, but has been renamed the Bond Reserve because this reserve is not directly requested by the rating agencies. However, this reserve is a very important positive aspect of the rating analysis. And we also have several different indentures now that it could cover. In addition to changing the name of this reserve, senior management is changing the percentage funded due to the open resolution's continued performance, growth, and strength. Considering what the corporation has set aside as bond reserve over the years relative to the bonds outstanding in the open resolution, the average reserve balance over the last 6 years was 2.23% of the long-term bonds outstanding. In 2013, when this policy was first approved, we assumed a 5% annual growth rate. However, over the past 6 years, the corporation's growth in long-term bond outstanding has been close to 14.8%. Based on the strong performance of the corporation's diversified and seasoned mortgage portfolio, the rating agency's assessment that the open resolution has very strong coverage, liquidity, and over-collateralization, senior management recommends lowering the required bond reserve balance to between 1.50% to 2.0% of the long-term bonds outstanding in the open. After debt service in the open was paid on November 1st, 2021, and certain redemptions made, the amount of long-term bonds outstanding is approximately $8 billion. Due to the higher amount of bonds outstanding, the strong diversified cash flow in the open resolution, and the $49 million of guarantee and working capital reserves currently cash funded, HTC staff recommends that the reserves should be increased from $140 million to $150 million at this time, which is equivalent to 1.87% of the long-term bonds outstanding. There are no questions. Staff recommends that the members approve the attached revised bond reserve policy.
Any questions, Denise, Kyle? Okay, no. So a motion.
I move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. You're not free yet, Ellen, the investment report.
The corporation's investment report as of November 8th, 2021. The funds under management total approximately $5.4 billion, and this report reflects routine investment activity. Questions?
Any questions? There being none, thank you, Ellen. And now Mary Han for the HTC credit risk exposure.
Thank you. The counterparty exposure report before you is dated October 31st, 2021, and the previous report to the audit committee was dated August 31st, 2021. There were no rating agency actions of note, and there were no new approved counterparties. HTC's counterparty exposure remains diversified, with the largest exposures continuing to be with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Investments rated AA or higher were 51% of total investments versus 52% at the last report, while investments rated BBB or not rated were 27% of total investments, unchanged versus the last report. And these investments are fully collateralized by high-quality U.S. Treasury agency securities and or Federal Home Loan Bank letters of credit. HDC exposure to liquidity providers was $305 million, down from the $390.98 million at the last report. Since the last report, the 2017 Series G3 bonds under the $85.95 million Wells Fargo facility were retired. Any questions?
Okay, there being none, then you can continue, Mary, with the internal audit report.
Thank you. Since the last reports of the audit committee on October 5th, one internal audit was completed, and that was the 2021 underwriting standards audit, agile audit. Our audit objectives were to determine if credit memos were properly approved and signed, determine if the underwriting of loans was done in accordance with the applicable term sheet and reflected in the credit memo, and to review the accuracy of amounts, terms, and critical information recorded in underwriting and supporting documentation. We noted no material misstatements or inaccuracies in the data reviewed. We found that critical underwriting documents were completed, credit memos were properly approved, and key aspects of program term sheets were followed. Opportunities exist to further enhance controls for underwriting loans and maintaining loan records, and management is addressing these enhancements in the implementation of a new software to manage development pipeline and process. Any questions?
There being none, do I have a motion to approve the internal audit plan?
Oh, that's next.
Oh, the audit report. Okay, the audit plan. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. I'm pleased to present a proposed internal audit plan for 2022. After careful performance of the annual risk assessment process, which included individual discussions with members of the audit committee, as well as team discussions with the various departments across the corporation, internal audit has developed a plan that seeks to assess various risk, areas of risk for review during the year. This proposed plan includes a combination of assurance audits, agile audits, continuous monitoring, and special projects. The proposed internal audit plan for 2022 includes 7 assurance audits, 2 advisory engagements, 4 agile audits, 2 special projects, and continuous monitoring of the HDC investment portfolio, employee expenses, president's office expenses, and petty cash. I want to take this opportunity to thank the members, as well as the leadership and staff of the corporation for their input in the creation of this plan. If there are no questions, the members of the audit committee are requested to approve the 2022 internal audit plan.
Do I have a motion?
I move.
Okay, second. Okay, I'll second it. All in favor? Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, Kathy Bauman, the HDC's purchasing guidelines.
Thank you. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act of 2005, HDC is required to have its members annually approve and review the procurement guidelines of the corporation. After approval, the guidelines are submitted to the Office of the State Comptroller through its Public Authorities Account Reporting Invest Information System, also called PARIS, which is much easier to say. The guidelines are also published on the corporation's website. Updates to the attached guidelines are related to changes of titles due to the reorganization and expansion of the HDC executive staff in October of 2021. There are no other changes to the guidelines, and if there are no questions, the members are being asked to approve the corporation's updated procurement guidelines.
You're on mute, Harry.
I didn't touch anything. do I have a motion to approve the purchasing guidelines?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries. Okay. Another business, we have a brief update from on the annual audit from Ernst & Young. from Danielle and Aaron. Are they participating?
Aaron's on. Aaron? Yeah. I don't see Danielle.
Danielle should have dialed in. Let me give her a second to see if she responds, and I can give the update if not. Danielle, are you able to speak? Not hearing anything, I'll go ahead and give an update. So we have kicked off the audit for the fiscal year 21 year. At this point, we are in executive review on our planning and have completed all of our walkthroughs to date. The team has started year-end procedures, which include selecting confirmations, which will go out soon. And we've also are in executive review on the GASB 87 lease analysis work. We'll be expecting to get a draft financial statement soon as we also get started on the USAP and single audit work. Are there any questions on the audit status? I guess at a high level, we are consistent with last year, if not maybe a little bit ahead.
Good. Any questions? There being none, is there any other business? There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn. Oof. Second? Yeah, well, I'll second it, I guess. Any opposed? There being none, the motion carries, and the audit committee meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.